The world has changed when it comes to racing, and that's why it was important for me to express this to all these kids and to make them understand how important a team is, and maybe understand that if they are thinking on racing as a career, they are in the right path.
720 WGN, great to have on one of the most exciting young drivers in racing today, NASCAR Cup Series winner and driver of the number 99 Chevy Camaro ZL1-4 Trackhouse Racing, the one and only Daniel Suarez. Welcome to WGN. Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So you're in Chicago, obviously representing and promoting the NASCAR Street Race, but also some of these great initiatives with the school. Chicago has a very vibrant and active Mexican community. Can you feel it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's I'm very happy to be here. You know, as you mentioned, the Latino community here in Chicago is very big. It's a high percentage of the population. So very, very happy to be here. We're going to be racing here in the streets of Chicago very soon. Able to see the streets where the racetrack is going to be just a little bit ago. So that was exciting. And also had some time with some very, very smart kids that they're going to be the future of this country one day. So that was very exciting as well.
One of the great things is being able to kind of share your introduction, your excitement for racing as well for Chicago. It's new to the NASCAR Cup Series to have a street race. It's new to Chicago for the market to have racing on the streets of Chicago. It's new for a lot of these kids even to have racing, right? So they may have more in common with you on the Latino background than they do with racing. So Daniel, did you share with them how you became excited about and kind of hooked on racing, and hopefully they'll be that next generation?
Of course, of course. That was something very important for me to be able to express to them how important it is, you know, STEAM programs into life in general, into the world, and also into racing. Because a lot of people don't really understand that in racing, there is so much technology, engineering, science, art, mathematics involved. A lot of people will think, oh man, well, why there is so much of this stuff involved in racing? But, you know, nowadays, we don't have testing. You know, all the testing that we do, and this is just one example, right? But all the testing that we do is through a simulator. So everything is based on technology, engineers. The engineers are the ones that make my race car go fast. If it wasn't for my engineers, you know, we'd be still, you know, with a screwdriver and with a hammer trying to fix the race car. It's quite different. The world has changed when it comes to racing, and that's why it was important for me to express this to all these kids and to make them understand how important a team is and maybe understand that if they are thinking on racing as a career, they are in the right path.
Yeah, racing is speed, and speed, it really is science. And so how cool is it? It's one thing to share it and kind of make that connection, that light bulb goes off and people understand how much of the everyday things they learn in the classroom relates to the exciting sport of racing and NASCAR. But how cool is it to have it be part of the curriculum? This is going many steps further, where this is going to be a real part of the actual curriculum for some of the junior high students, and going forward, it's going to be part of school.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is very important. I think that I got to spend time with some of the smartest kids in Chicago. So that was quite fun. And I had the opportunity also to have a Q&A with a smaller group of them. And actually, honestly, I was quite impressed with the questions that I was getting from them. Every single one of them was a very specific, smart question. I didn't get any, you know, hey, what do you pee when you are racing? You know, I didn't get any of those questions. So these kids are smart. I was able to see that from a mile away, and that was very fun for me. You know, to be able to connect with them and to answer those questions and for them to learn more about what I do every day, and hopefully, you know, in a few years down the road, maybe I can see some of these kids. Working in racing with us. I think that would be amazing.
Don't teach him too much, Daniel, right? You want to keep a little bit of it close to the vest. But how cool is that? You've always been an ambassador for great racing, for diversity, for the culture, for Mexico, for all of that, to be able to do your Q&A in Spanish with the kids.
Yeah, it was a mix. It was more of Spanglish. It was in English. It was in Spanish. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, there were kids from everywhere. There were kids from all the United States, kids from Mexico, Guatemala, Brazil, Poland, many places. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a great mix. You talk about all of us, and you talk about the team with Trackhouse, and just as you're an exciting and vibrant driver, so is Trackhouse. Talk a little bit about that. Your entire team, you're not just a driver out there. That's part of the team that's working with you that brings a lot of the excitement to the sport, too.
Totally. I think that something that is very cool about Trackhouse is that it's different. It's a young team. It's a team that thinks outside the box, and it's a team that is not scared or concerned to do things different, and that's why it's successful. So just very, very happy to be part of a race team like this. The future is very, very bright for Trackhouse. I mean, in reality, we're just getting started. It's only the third year of Trackhouse, so I think that we have an amazing future ahead, and we just have to continue to do what we're doing and enjoy the time and have fun.
One of the last things, I guess, 22,000 students are going to compete to design a helmet. Then your helmets are legendary. They're both there. Beautiful. They're super cool. So what does Daniel Suarez look for in a helmet? Is just that cool factor? Does it have to be pretty? Is there sort of meaningful significance built into the helmet? What do you look for?
Yeah, I mean, every helmet has a little bit of a different style based on the sponsor, right? But to me, one of the coolest helmets I have is the Dia de los Muertos helmet. Oh, yeah. I feel like that helmet just connects a lot with my community and myself, and I think that would be, I would say, my most personal helmet.
Last thing, of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. This week, you know, the Mexican community, Chicago, is going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Now, I know it's a holiday that we celebrate here in America, but you got to get swept up into it. The Mexican culture loves to celebrate. So talk about, how does Daniel Suarez celebrate? I mean, we know how you celebrate maybe after a win, but also for Cinco de Mayo.
I think Cinco de Mayo is an amazing excuse to drink and party. it's amazing. But hey, anywhere there is a party, I join. Why not? So I don't know. Actually, Cinco de Mayo, I don't know where I'm going to be. Maybe I'm going to be in Kansas already. Yeah, probably I'm going to be still home. We're going to travel until the following day. But yeah, I mean, we'll see what we do. Maybe go to a Mexican restaurant with a couple sombreros and have some fun.
It sounds great. Hopefully fans will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo, hopefully celebrating another win for Daniel Suarez. So Daniel, we'll let you get back to it. Enjoy Chicago. Thanks so much for everything. Look forward to having you on the streets here, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. Yep. I appreciate you.